7 people vie for 1 seat on Alaska's Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, and Alaska hits a disagreement with the company building the state's new ferries. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Barrett Wilbur. Those stories and more up next. Seven people are being considered to serve as commissioners for CFEC, Alaska's Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission. And while it may seem like stiff competition, getting the job may end up being the easiest part. 7 people have interviewed for a CFEC commissioner seat. That's according to Shirley Marquardt, the governor's director of boards and commissions.
There are some just extremely qualified, experienced folks from background, either with the CFEC or with Department of Fish and Game or with fisheries. You know, it's just been very impressive.
Applicants include previous CFEC employee Yvonne Marie Fink and 2 current employees of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, Carol Petreberg and Jeff Casper in Juneau. There's also Eric Olson, a former chairman of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council, and Dale Kelly, longtime director of the Alaska Trollers Association. Marquardt said Walker would likely choose a final nominee within 2 weeks. Then they have to be approved by the legislature. 2 commissioner seats will be empty by March. Marquardt says she only anticipates 1 new commissioner.
The basic idea is that 2 commissioners at this point could handle the work.
CFEC commissioners are akin to Supreme Court justices of the commercial fishing world. They were originally charged with erecting Alaska's limited entry system, deciding which fisheries would require permits and who got them. But the bulk of that work has finished, Marquardt says.
All of the figuring out how to write policy limiting fisheries. That was kind of the heavy lifting, and that's been done.
CFEC is still responsible for renewing permits, managing transfers, and collecting fisheries data, as well as adjudicating who can fish. Ideally, commissioners are fair, objective, and beholden to no one, extremely knowledgeable without any primary economic ties to commercial fishing. And while commissioners make more than $130,000 a year, the future they face may not be cushy. CFEC has faced pressures to cut costs and justify their relevance. 2 audits in 2015 sparked a flurry of questions about the cost and effectiveness of the commission. In 2016, the governor issued an executive order to merge CFEC with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. It was challenged in court. The state prevailed, but the governor retracted the order. He said failing to engage with stakeholders on the proposal was one of his regrets in office. He's not the only one it's been tough on.
It's been a rough 3.5 years. At almost every point in that period, someone has had a proposal to dismantle us and reorganize us in some fashion or other.
That's Bruce Twomley, the current chairman for CFEC. He leaves his commissioner's seat in March after serving 35 years.
Governor Hammond first appointed me on Halloween of 1982. I've been appointed by 7 governors representing 3 political parties.
He knows that whoever steps in may not find the job exactly as he left it. A bill in the legislature would slash commissioner salaries and make CFEC's employees classified. But Twomley still feels the commission's work is vital.
Without commissioners here, being able to pay attention and respond to emergency situations, fishing time is going to be lost for sure. This remains a demanding job. It's all about getting fishermen in the water. That's where we make our biggest contribution.
The new commissioner will join Fate Putnam, an attorney and longtime Juneau lobbyist, on the board. Putnam was appointed in November after Ben Brown resigned his seat after almost 2 terms. For a full list of applicants interviewed for the position, visit khns.org. In Haines, I'm Barrett Wilbur. Vigor Industrial and the state are working through a problem with the construction of the Alaska-class ferry Hubbard. The Hubbard is the 2nd of a 2-ship deal between the state and Vigor to build new ferries at the Ketchikan shipyard. But the contractor now wants to move some of the Hubbard construction work south. The state would rather have all the work remain in Alaska. KRBD's Layla Carey has more.
Vigor runs shipyards throughout the Pacific Northwest, and the terms of its contract with the state do allow the company to complete some of the Alaska-class ferry work elsewhere. But the state of Alaska opted to pay for two new ferries without federal funding because state officials wanted those ferries built in Alaska completely. State Transportation Commissioner Mark Lucan says his office and other state officials have reached out to Vigor to see how they can keep the work in Ketchikan.
Actually, the governor has spoken with their president and their vice president and let them know that he really would like to see 100% of the work stay in the state. But ultimately, this is going to be Vigor's decision, and the contract allows them to do that.
In 2014, then-Governor Sean Parnell signed a $101 million contract with Vigor Alaska to build those two ships in Ketchikan. Lucan says the contract allows Vigor to shift about 13% of the overall work to its shipyards in the lower 48. The contract also calls for a delivery deadline of October 18th of this year. Lucan says if Vigor does move some of the work south, the state plans to hold Vigor to that deadline. Doug Ward is a spokesman for Vigor's Ketchikan operations. He says Vigor won't meet the deadline, with or without sending some of the work to its Vancouver, Washington shipyard.
We're going to be late, and that's where this started.
Ward says the decision to shift less than 5% of the work south was a way to get at least a little closer to that deadline. He didn't want to say how late Vigor would be delivering the Hubbard without sending the work south. Ward says they're still figuring out a timeline for delivery with that shift and would provide that to the state soon. He says Vigor and the Ketchikan shipyard share the governor's desire to build all of the ferry in Alaska. The problem is a combination of not enough space and a young workforce that's learning quickly but still learning.
Our average age is 37 years old, but that's pretty low for a manufacturing workforce.
Ward says the shipyard continues to recruit, but Vigor just isn't going to be able to build the entire Hubbard at the Ketchikan Yard in time. Commissioner Lucan says the state is open to negotiating that deadline.
As a matter of fact, the governor said that he'd be willing to have that conversation about moving that date out if they were to keep the work up here.
If the state does indeed hold Vigor to the October 18th deadline for delivery and that deadline is missed, Ward says the contract calls for financial penalties, but that's open to negotiations. The Teslina was the first ferry built through that two-ship contract, and Lucan says it's important to note that it was built 100% in Ketchikan.
And there are quite a few new jobs that that Vigor has brought into town with that shipyard. So I think it has had an impact on Alaska's economy.
Ward says the Teslina took longer than expected for the reasons he mentioned before, but it is pretty much done and should be starting initial sea trials soon. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.
The ferries are 280 feet long with a passenger capacity of 300. They'll be able to carry up to 53 standard vehicles. For KHNS News, I'm Barrett Wilbur. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. Thanks for listening this evening.